Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread."
But he answered,
"It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'"
Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him,
"If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'"
Jesus said to him,
"Again it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'"
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him,
"All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me."
Jesus said to him,
"Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'"
Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. On Ash Wednesday a few days ago, I welcomed everyone into Lent and said I was excited. And the reason was this. The day before, I got a phone call from a friend, and she said, "Are you excited? Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday." But on Tuesday, I didn't say anything. I was just startled at the word excited. And then she said, "Are you excited? The next 6 weeks is Lent." And I was startled and didn't say anything. And Wednesday morning, I woke up excited. Because Lent is an invitation to a heightened awareness of the possibility of transformation. And the excitement is because of what God can do in us if we are available. So we have 40 days. Ours are just beginning. We've actually had only 4 days of Lent. In this gospel, Jesus' 40 days have just ended. And he is so hungry because he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 is a very important symbol in the Bible. Because 40 seems like the right length of time for the possibility of transformation. It's a significant amount of time. Moses, on the high mountain, Mount Sinai, fasted 40 days and 40 nights as he was listening and praying and writing the Ten Commandments. Elijah fasted and prayed. Noah and his family were in the flood 40 days. But the Israelites needed 40 years. They left Egypt as slaves. And during those 40 years, they were transformed into the people of God. It's a powerful symbol that it takes time. It takes a transformation. It takes being available. Once upon a time, I thought I would fast. In my early 30s, I decided I'm going to fast for 1 week as a retreat experience So I made reservations at a place, and I went there, and I chose not to eat. So the first day or two, I had a migraine because I wasn't eating. The toxins were moving through my system. My body was trying to figure out where am I going to get food. Started eating the fat, which I was glad for. And so those first few days were rough. And then I stopped being hungry. But I discovered how much I rely on the distraction of three meals a day. That every day, whatever I'm doing, I stop for breakfast, I stop for lunch, I stop for dinner. My mind, my heart, my body stops to do this other activity, especially dinner. Love going out to eat, love fixing dinner. But during this 1 week fast, I was not stopping for three meals a day. That was almost the hardest part. So Jesus, in this state of having not eaten for 40 days, this powerful symbol, and having fasted, is in a very vulnerable, light-headed, weak state. And so the power of evil comes to him. And the devil tempts him. And we all get tempted. And his temptations are not sex, drugs, rock and roll, as the song goes. But they are power, prestige, and possessions, which we all can relate to. And the devil says, hey, Jesus, take this stone. You can turn it to bread. You've got the power. Do it. You're hungry. Do it. And he wouldn't do it. The devil took him to a place above the temple and said, you are special. You've got prestige. Have angels help you out right now. He wouldn't do it. And then the devil took him to the highest place he could find. And he sees the world before him. You know what? You can have all of this, no strings attached, if you bow down right now. And Jesus went into the core of his center, into the heart of who he was, who knew the Word of God, who knew God as Father, and replied in a response that was automatic. He used the words of God to reply. Don't tempt me. You cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God, his Father. So this moment in these 40 days came to this point where he gained a new freedom. He had just been told, and everyone heard, right before these 40 days, he had been baptized. And everyone heard the skies open up and saying, this is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. So Jesus goes into this wilderness experience, tested to find the truth of who he is. All of our wilderness experiences, all of our moments of struggle test us. In fact, invite us to find the truth of who we are. So Lent is an invitation to a heightened awareness for the sake of the opportunity of transformation. So to embrace Lent, embrace yourself. What is it in you that is not free, where you are not in your center, where you have some habit that's taking away your experience of the abundant life? Because Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. And that life is joy and peace and patience and kindness. Abundant life is not a car or a dishwasher or a second home or a boat. It's a deeper, deeper place within you. And joy is different than happiness. Joy and peace can be deeper than any suffering. Pain can jar our happiness. Joy is deeper than happiness. The joy of the Lord can be your strength. So in this Lent, as you embrace going forward, what are the choices before you to help you be free, to be the truth of who you are? So to help you, I'm going to read a story. It was written over 100 years ago. It's from Germany. A happy and cheerful man once captured a bird and placed it in a cage. "Give me freedom, sir," cried the bird. Startled that the bird was talking to him, the man listened as the bird continued. "I am no use to you, sir, for I have no beautiful feathers to look at, nor am I able to sing beautiful songs, and I am too small to eat. If, however, you promise to grant me my freedom, I will tell you three wise teachings." The man agreed, whereupon the little bird told him, "First, do not grieve over things that have already happened. Second, do not wish for that which is unattainable. Third, do not believe in that which cannot be possible. Indeed, these are wise things you have taught me," said the old man. So he opened the door of the cage and set the little bird free. The man sat and pondered the bird's sayings. And the bird flew to a branch high in a tree. After a few moments, the man heard the bird laughing. "Why do you laugh?" said the man. "Because I so easily won my freedom," replied the bird. "You humans pride yourselves on being the wisest of creatures, yet a tiny bird has outwitted you. Within my belly lies a diamond the size of a hen's egg. If you had not let me go, you would be a wealthy man." Upon hearing this, the once happy man became angry and depressed. And the more the little bird laughed, the angrier, sadder, and more depressed the man became. After some time, the man started hurling abuse at the laughing bird as he attempted to capture it, but to no avail. The little bird was always beyond reach. Finally, the little bird said, "Listen to me, O human. When you granted me freedom, I gave you three teachings. Yet you almost instantaneously forgot them. You should not grieve over things that have already happened, but you are still grieving that you gave me freedom. You should not wish for things that you cannot obtain, and yet you want me, for whom freedom is my whole life. You want to voluntarily have me enter a prison. You should not believe that which is impossible, and yet you believe that I am carrying inside of my body a diamond as large as a hen's egg, although I myself am only half the size of a hen's egg." And with that, the bird flew away. Jesus calls us to freedom. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Let the journey of this Lent be for you a time to reflect on where you are not free. What's trapping you? What's imprisoned you? What door do you need to open to allow the light of Christ in? Our theme this Lent is a spiritual being on an earthly journey. Yes, we're trapped in our human body suits, but how do we learn to not worry about tomorrow, grieve over yesterday, and somehow live with excitement the possibilities and opportunities in the sacrament of the present moment? May you regard this Lent as a sacred journey and enter whatever wilderness, knowing that God is deeper still. Amen.